Welcome back. We're back for season four of the Become Limitless podcast. So, hello. I want to just do a welcome, do a welcome back to the podcast. I want to do an explanation on what's going on and why I've been away for so long. I think it's been almost 2 years probably since the last episode in season three. So, I just want to do a bit of a hello, how are we going? And just get back into the swing of things. What you expect in the season four? What type of episodes we're going to be doing? What are we going to be talking about? What topics we're going to be talking about? I want to get a bit over what happened for me to stop the podcast. What happened in my life in general? What exactly happened? I know I was pumping out all these good things. I was doing so many good things, morning routines, exercising regularly, really pushing hard. And a lot of that fell apart. A lot of that stopped. I got a little bit maybe burnt out, exhausted. And a lot of these things did fail. All these measures I put in place, all these protocols I put in fell apart. So I want to talk about that. Talk about how it's okay to fall apart, and summarize this whole episode in, look, you might get off track, you might lose sight of what you want to do, but as long as you keep going, you don't quit continually or quit completely and stop, it isn't really a failure, it's just a mistake or a setback, and you can keep going forward and keep moving forward and you can keep building on what you were doing before. So, and we can also look at excuses that we have for why we don't want to start back out, why we failed, why this happened, why that happened. And we can either let those excuses stop us from going and continuing, and that is a failure. Or we could stop and look at those excuses as, okay, you've used those excuses, let's move forward. Let's bounce off these. Let's not let this stop us doing this anymore. So it's really important that we now keep moving forward, because you can get too much, it can get too overwhelming, you can do a lot of different things, failure and stopping and not making decisions as you usually did, having results go the wrong way in your life. For instance, I didn't get through my seniors assessment, and it's been tough. I've been trying to get back into the swing of things and just really been struggling to find motivation, find reason to do all these things again, to do the podcast, to meditate, to wake up early, to do all these different things. It's been, again, it's easier. Much easier just to sleep in, not worry about doing the podcast, not do the notes, but then I don't feel like I'm doing the best I can. I don't feel like I'm being the best I am. So therefore, that's why. And I'm not sure what happened, but I've changed the way I've thought about life, and I know I can get up, I can do all these things, I'm going to be there for the kids. And there was one of the excuses that I had was, well, I'm spending a lot of time doing this kind of stuff and I'm losing out on spending time with the kids, and I've only got a limited amount of time that I get with the kids. So I really wanted to work on that, and so I stopped doing a lot of stuff because I'm like, well, if I'm doing that, then I'm wasting time that I could have spent time with the kids. So looking at that, I then realized that that's just an excuse. I can get up early, I can do this podcast, I can do a lot of the writing, the notes and everything like that I need to do. I probably don't need to go to the same extent where I'm posting 2-3 times a week on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. I don't need to do that. I can literally just turn this into just for the podcast. Don't worry about the rest of the rubbish, don't worry about the rest of the stuff. I know if you enjoyed all that information and all those posters I was putting out as inspirational things, there's lots of different Instagram pages and Facebook pages out there that are dedicated to doing that kind of thing. So if you want to find motivation, there's plenty of places to find motivation and find that similar content. But the podcast can be done before the kids wake up, so it's not even a big issue in regards to that. So I tried to start unraveling some of these excuses I've come up with. So my diet failure, I failed my diet, and then it started to feel like rubbish. Like, so I was back to eating a lot of sugars and eating a lot of things like that. So I've really started to, again, there's an excuse like, well, I only live once, it feels good, rah, rah, rah. It's so hard to keep putting all this effort in to stop eating all these foods that you love eating. And that's a lot of the things we're going to be going over too in future episodes, is diet. What type of diet you can look at? What happens when you fail? Can you get back on the horse? Can you get back at it? Excuses that you might have with diet. Different types of diets. So I'll try vegetarian. I'm currently more towards a carnivore diet at the moment. Very carnivore based, more probably maybe keto based. And just seeing how that goes. So we'll talk about that in later episodes as well. My exercise was a big one that I stopped doing. So going leading up to my assessments and things like that, I stopped exercising. I stopped regularly exercising. I did a bit every now and then, but I stopped being religious about it. I stopped going out, getting up early in the morning, going for my runs or walks and things like that, that really assist with your mental well-being, with your mental health. And it's funny that when things got difficult, because I was trying to pass this assessment, and they were quite, you know, it's a stressful, intense experience to get it done, that all these things started to fail. So it showed me that I didn't obviously have the right procedures in place, the protocols in place that I needed to really help me through and like support me when it all went really hard for me, when I didn't pass all these things. And I was like, well, what am I putting all this effort in for? And I didn't have them there to support me to go, no. Imagine what you would have done if you didn't have those things in place. And if you didn't have those things in place, then how much worse off would you have been? So looking back now, it's really good to reflect and review on those type of failures. So getting back into that fitness now, I'm really trying to push forward to get a routine back into place, waking up, meditations again, because I was very religious with my meditations. I was. And for the last year and a half, I haven't been doing meditations religiously. I've been sitting there really focusing on mindfully meditating and setting time for that. I'll also look at another future episode is on faith, and how we can utilize faith as well. And that's coming, something that's been, I'm bringing back into my life, to see what I can really work on for myself in regards to, there's certain aspects I can push. I want to look at faith and what that looks like, and I want to learn more about that, because I notice a lot of people in the world, and successful people in the world, sports, business, have faith. So it's interesting. I just want to look at that and see what happens there, and why that is the case. But back to all my failures, and literally everything that I was doing, everything that I implemented had failed. So again, like routine, my exercise, my diet, meditations, waking up early, and it just all failed, and it all led to probably myself not being at my best and not being able to pass the assessment and me failing the assessment. So it's interesting that that's how my body went and how my baseline went back to when everything got too hard. So it was quite interesting to sit back and just review that over the last couple of weeks. I've been writing down all these ideas for the podcast, and this episode here, reviewing why it all failed, why it all fell over. So it's been really good And reflection is really important too. So that'll be another episode we go over, like reflection, reviewing, seeing why things happen, looking back, and learning from that stuff. So what are the main things that people do is they try to avoid the pain. They try to avoid looking back and seeing why something happened, why this happened, when they can learn so much from just stopping, taking a second, reviewing what happened, what actions did I take, what different circumstances occurred, and how could I do things differently next time? How can I change the way it is? How can I change the way I acted? How can I change the way I was in regards to those situations, those circumstances that lead to me going that way? So, or leading to that, that result that you weren't looking for. Because we don't normally have to review a win when we could. It's really just important. So we're going to be looking at that stuff. I'll also be looking at, as I said before, diets. That I'm no longer vegetarian. I went to more of an omnivore style diet. Also a carnivore diet now. And the different things that can happen in there. What's right, what's wrong, which one's the correct diet, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to do a review of the series Limitless by Chris Hemsworth because there's a lot of good stuff in there. We can talk about each episode and what occurred on that show and some things that you can implement into your life and some of the science behind what he did. So that'd be really good. And we'll talk about more mental fortitude. We'll also be talking about small steps and breaking things down and utilizing small steps to get to where you want to go. And that's how I got back on track, utilizing small steps. So I have a small steps journal that can be ordered off Amazon. I believe that all the Amazons are on there. It allows you to break down the things, so we'll go through that in more detail in later episodes. But yeah, small steps, it's really handy. It just gives you one thing you've got to do in each aspect of your life. You write it down for the day, and when you get it done, tick it off, and it creates massive momentum. So they're really, really cool. Do the hard things is another episode we'll talk about. And not just even the hard things, the things you don't like to do, like the stuff you actually don't like doing. It's really important that you do that stuff. So yeah, running might be hard, but you might enjoy it. So that's not something that counts as being hard or a thing that you don't like to do. And go out there. For me, I hated ice baths. I hated being cold. And now it's getting to a stage where I don't like them. It's actually probably more enjoyable than anything. So again, you lose that ability to find the stuff that you don't like to do. It's not hard, don't like to do. So I need to talk to more people. I need to ring more people. I need to engage in that kind of stuff because that's stuff that's hard for me. I don't like to do it. So again, we'll go over things that doing the hard things, doing the things that you don't like to do is really important for your brain and creating this mental resilience as well. I will talk about sleep again. We'll go over a best night's sleep because there's more studies coming out about sleep and how you can sleep better. We'll talk about financial health because I believe a lot of these things we talk about, becoming limitless, being financially wealthy and healthy, is a very important aspect of the whole picture in being able to do some of these certain things. Like, you can't afford to get ice and do ice baths if you haven't got the mental, mentally healthy, mentally financially healthy. You can't go and do the gym because you have to pay money for that. Like, money is a cornerstone to a lot of the things that you want to do and push yourself towards. So we'll talk about that, some strategies you can put in place, the way you think about money, the way I think about money, and how you have an identity around money, and how that can really, you can shift that and create a better identity and create better money strategies and tactics to really get yourself in a better position and make yourself, your life a lot easier. Also wanted to talk about quitting the news. That's going to be a whole episode on how we can stop using the news, stop looking at the news, whether what's the benefits, what's the disadvantages of dropping the news and all those kind of things. It's a really interesting topic, the news, so I really wanted to go over that. What we're going to do is men's fertility. and how that's been taking a hit lately. How testosterone, all these types of hormones in men have really been dropping and really been, like a lot of men have been struggling. So I wanted to talk about that and really push some of the things like ice baths and things like that to help stimulate that testosterone again. Oh, tongue tied. Testosterone again, and really get that manhood back, get that strength back, get that toxic masculinity back, as they like to say. So just finding who you are and feeling good in yourself again, get that Viking, the inner Viking back, you know, that kind of feeling. We'll be going over why you should do earlier evenings and late nights, so what happens there, and why you should be, again, with the sleep and everything like that. It's all going to tie into itself, but it's another good one to talk about. Why is it better to, wake up early, or is it better to stay up late, like, and get these things done at certain times? And we'll cover the benefits, the pros, the cons, better for good, bad for different people. Like, there's lots of different things to talk about there as well. I want to talk about some wearable wellness tech we've got coming out. There's lots of different little gadgets and things like that, and I wanted to go over some stuff that I've used personally, some stuff that's coming out, and just really just cover the latest and greatest and that kind of stuff, because it can be very helpful, can be useful, especially with sleeping and stuff like that. The long road is fixing my skin, holy dooly, and my asthma and all that kind of stuff. So we'll go back over, we'll visit that, we'll visit what's been happening in relation to my diet, in relation to my skin, in relation to my asthma, exercise, all that kind of stuff, in relation to fixing that, and what I've found in myself and what can really help, was really helped me. So it's really important. And that's just a little taste. There's plenty more episodes I've got to talk about. Oh, there's another one here I've got an asterisk next to, is sound healing via sound and vibrations and things like that. So something I've been really interested in, because a lot of different things are just vibration and sound, aren't they? And we are vibration and sound. That's what we are at the basis, and that's a bit of a quantum mechanics lesson. That might be another episode we could talk about, in what we are really, and how we are matter, but matter vibrates at a certain frequency and vibration and all that kind of stuff, and we are just basically wave light and all this crazy stuff. It can get pretty technical, so I might leave it for another episode, hey? Again, I want to thank you for your support and for waiting so long, but this is back now. We're going to be trying to make this a regular thing. I'm not going to try. Look, see, there's excuses creeping in. I'm going to make this a regular thing again. It'll be a weekly episode. I'll be bringing it out every Thursday. You can really look forward to seeing it on the Thursday, or waiting for it to come out on the Thursday. It might be a Friday. I'm trying to work out what works best. I might have some best time to have it as free time on Thursday. I can record this podcast when the kids are out doing their activities, some sports and things like that. So it might be better then. But until next episode, I want you all to really keep at it. Learning from something from me, keep at it. Don't use the excuse. Don't let the excuses stop you, keep you down. Don't let them kick you while you're down. Just get back up, okay? Get back up and keep going and keep doing what you want to do and keep pushing towards what you want to be. If it doesn't feel like it aligns with you, try and find a different way. If you like what you're doing, if I like podcasting, find a different way to do it. Find a different way to fit it into your life. If it doesn't quite fit in regards to the way you want to live your life, the way you want to spend your time with your kids or your family or travel or things like that, find a way to make it work. So that's it for this episode. Until next episode, I want you to stay limitless.